and what used to be the upper garden, where they now have the pool, that was the creek bed, and he was busy picking up all the rocks and everything and shoveling down the earth from the hillside to make a garden. And of course then, all he had was his horse and, you know,
a plow?
Scraper.
Yeah.
And so it took some time to dig it up.
Huh? He had to move all the dirt from the side to build the garden plot, right?
Yeah.
Down in this creek bed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was a lot of hard work when you think you have to do things with a scraper and a horse.
Mm-hmm.
And now, when I watch the machinery build this big pool, gracious. They just scrape down back here. And everything's changed so much.
Oh, it has changed a lot.
You know, people who didn't live in those early days have no idea of how time-consuming it was to do even a little bit of work. As far as building up the garden was concerned, a lot of hard work went into that labor, into that garden, but it didn't take much to destroy it.
Well, you're right. Well, when Mr. Leach acquired the springs, it was he homesteaded more of the land than originally.
I've forgotten just what year he homesteaded it, but there were I think there were 140 acres, something like that. But there's less now because of the field was deeded over to the government.
Over to the state?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The airfield?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And he built the first airfield the year we were married.
Is that right?
With his horses. Yeah. And of course, it was just a small field then. But then they had small planes, those little coal planes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What year were you married?
1924.
1924. Mm-hmm. That was an early year for an airfield, all right, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. That was just...
Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, there were always some people flying over.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you have pictures, or I think we have a picture, too, of Noel Wynn landing there and getting stuck and Mr. Leach pulling him out with the team.
Is that right?
I mean, Jean Imo, I think, took the picture, but that was 1924, I think. August, I believe, 1924.